Here we're talking about where it came to the Kohen. The Kohen received already the Bechor, and he sold it to Yisrael. So the Ma'aseh said, belongs to the Yisrael now. But still, you put the Menamatonis on this Bechor, since the one Sharek Dushas Bechor on it. In such a case now, this Bechor gets mixed up with other animals, so you put from giving the Matonis, and therefore we say, Hamaitse Mechaber, all of a Rai, you put them. Now the Mishnah says, Hashaychid the Kohen Horikachovim, put them in a Matonis, a Shech for a Kohen or for a Goy, so you put them. So Morris says, the list me was, and the Mishnah said better, Kohen Horikachovim, through Menamatonis, I should have said straight, or Kohen Horikachovim, the put them in a Matonis. Some Rabbi Rabbi says, Zaysemes, and here I hear, Zaysemes, here we hear, that Adin him Hatabach. The law is that the Kohen has the right to go to the Tabach. You know who gives him the matnas kuna? The tabach, not the owner. Therefore, it says a lotion that you shecht in for the kohen yipota. Then the sheikhit is pota. Rashi says, "Machdif in the toni yashechit." His osas come l'shmin tishas the baalmo heichid the keshochet behemes Yisrael. Whenever you shecht behemisol adin him atabach means dinu shakona tvoye matnoisem in atabach. The kohen has the right to go to the tabach to the butcher. Since the behemoth belongs to a kohen, therefore the topic is proto. But the reason why the Mishnah says loshen of hashoychid l'kohen yishechni for the kohen is that it is all over that the din in tabach, the kohen has a right to collect from the tabach and not just from the bialim.
Now the Mishnah says dorish rover made a drosha. The pasuk says miyesam v'loy miyesa kahanim, not from the kahanim. You take from the yom, not from the kahanim. So Rashi says the half meaning is that Kahanim are not called Inam. Kishuim, when the pasuk says Miyezov Chei Hasevech, have a yom afilu tabach kohen b'mashma. Even though the tabach is a kohen, still you take matanos from him. Rashi says Kishuim Miyezov Chei Hasevech Reima Mishu afilu kohen lo vi kohen shenasa tabach limchor. If a kohen is a tabach, he's like a butcher, he sells the meat. So you also have to give matnas kuna. If the kohen shechts it for himself, he's potter.
But if it's just the shechet and he shechts for other people, then about it is still a chiyuv matnas kuna.
Now the Moshe says, "Bezichnei the Rav Tavla kohen havei." The innkeeper of Tavla was a kohen. The avidochet leimilsi was very poor, so osla kaim of the Rav Tavla. So the innkeeper came in front of Rav Tavla. Omalei told him like this. So Tavla told him, Zilishtatav Bahadi Tavcha Yisrael. Now come a shutav, come a partner with the Shechtim, with the Tavcha Yisrael. You, the Kohen, become a shutav with them. What do you gain by this? The Migu, the Mifturi Matanto, since you're a Kohen, you'll be part of him giving Matnas Kuna, is Mishtatav Bahadach. They'll like to pay you for that. So you gain on the deal. And Rashi says, like it says in the Mishnah, Mishtati Fimoin, whoever becomes a shutef with a kohen becomes potter for matnas kuna. So the Yisraelim, they'll pay you money for this. So Mor says what happened was, Chayvi Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said nothing doing. Rav Nachman said that this Yisrael that's Mishtatif with the kohen still has to give the matnas kuna. So the Yisrael told back to Rav Nachman, where Rav Tavla said, we're potter from paying matnas kuna. So Amalek, Rav Nachman said like this, Zil Apik, go like and take out from you, go give the matnas kuna. If you're not going to pay the matnas kuna, Nafkinu lechor Rav Tavla miyunach, I'll take Rav Tavla out of your ears. Meaning to say, I'll slug up, I'll show you everything he says is wrong. So what happened was, also Rav Tavla came in Rav Nachman. So Rav Tavla himself came in front of Rav Nachman. Omlei said to him, my time of it, Marochi, how come you acted like this? And the Chur, that's the dinner of the Mishnah, if you mishtat for the coin, you become part of the Matana. Omlei, he said like this, Rav Nachman said, because the Chiyosi, Ravacha Bachanina, Ravacha Bachanina came, Midroima from Dorim, Omri said like this, that Yabishua ben Levi, Omri Yabishua ben Levi, Bezikne Dorim, the older people from Dorim, Omri said like this, that Koyin Tabach, if a kohen becomes a butcher, shtayim b'shalosh shavos is potter min hamatonis. The first 2 or 3 weeks he does it, he's potter min hamatonis. But mikan v'elach afterwards, once he has a butcher store, then chayim b'matonis. Then he's chayim and give him matonis. Because the pshat is, we see clearly, he's not shechting for himself. he's doing it for business. That's the halacha before. If the kohen shechts for business, he just shechting for other people, then the halacha of matnas kuna. So you be mishtatef with the other tabachim, you become like them, and therefore you still have a chiyuv to give matnas kuna. So Amulei Sef Tavlin still said to him, but v'leved le'mar mios kravacha bachanina, that I call upon in the first two or three weeks, let him be tata. So why are you making him pay right away? Give the matanis right away. So Amulei said back to him, Hani Mili, when do we say that you put the first two or three weeks to lo kovim mischasa, that we do not have your store, we do not know that you're a butcher yet? Avol hocha kovim mischasa, over here that they have those butcher stores already, and you're becoming a shutuf with them, so everybody knows you are doing it for business, and in such a case, the kohen does not pata from matnis kahuna. Nothing more says, Omer Rav Chizda, Chizda says, Hai kana d'loi mafra shimatanto lehevi bishamtoi. So what he means to say, the Gemara before, if the kohen was a butcher and he doesn't take off matanis, ishno shvi bishamtoi bibenidui, the delakei Yisrael. Omer Rabba bar shelo hani tab chidutso, liz tabochem do kahanem in hutso, kaimei bishamto d'rav chizdo ho'esu matatin shonim. They're already 22 years over already, the shamto is nidoy of Rav Chizda, that they didn't give them matanis. So this is the Mai Hilchos, so wasn't me to tell us that they had it for 22 years already. You let me, if you want to tell me, do some lemme shamti nilu, that after 22 years, then the shamto, this curse goes off. I have a tiny word like this. The Medva Mamur, when was it said? The Mitzvahs Loisa say. By Mitzvahs Loisa say, Rashi says, means the Sula Shamtin and Lu, we don't put a Shamtin more than 22 years. That was only said by Mitzvah Sesei. Abba Vimitzvah, by Mitzvah Loi Sesei. Abba Vimitzvah Sesei was negated to Mitzvah Sesei. Kugoyin Oimrim Loi Asei Suk, we told someone to go make a Sukkah. Vienna Oisei doesn't make the Sukkah. Whereas Lula Vienna, they told him to make a do the Mitzvah Lula, he doesn't do it. Also, Titus Vienna Oisei, do make Titus, he doesn't make Titus. We talk here him until he dies, and he'd say we never leave up. We always have to tell him to stop, so the shamta should never go off. So the chura, what's the chiddush over here? So Mora says, Elo de kastin lu b'loi asraisa. The Rashi says, mean to say, if he's kept the shamta for 22 years already, then we'll make a kanas without even warning him. But before this, we have to warn him. Kiho de Rova, Konis Atomo. Rova made a kanas. Atomarash just call a Yerach. He made a kanas, and now this Tabach has to give the whole Yerach to Matono. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Konis Glima, he made a kanas to give you clothing also. Not just the Matonas, but he gave, you have to give the Glima your clothing also. For Yom Rav Chidachid, there's another locha. Zeroya liyechod, vekevo liyechod lechayayim lishnayim. When you go to give your matnas kuno, the zeroya should go to one kohen, vekevo should go to another kohen, and lechayayim that you give to two kohanim. V'mo'en is not that way, v'ki yosti rab yitzhar ba yeson, yitzhar yosti kohen. Om yisrael this way, omar marob yisrael at yisrael, paginin lehu, garma garma, so that soul used to divide up into pieces. Rashi says, "Kol etzem v'yetzem mei mechalak l'shnayim." Every piece we divide up in two, and yet mashmi no only two, and only one and one, and then two. So Mor says, "Hostem the two." They're talking about a big shor, a shor hagadol. That all pieces are very big, so there you could divide up into small pieces. But like this, you're supposed to give the kaver to one, there's right to one, just l'chayim the bottom half. Because you have to give a kohen a davar choshev. Omer Rabba Bachon Omer Rabbi Yechanan Oso Lechem Behemish Lo Hur Bematnosehom. Before you take off the matonis, it's also teach from the behema. It's like tevel, like before you take off the matonis, you can eat from it. Omer Rabba Bachon Rabbi Yechanan Kol Oichem Behemish Lo Hur Bematnosehom Kilu Oichot Felem. If you eat from the behema before they took off the Zerub L'chaim V'kev D'ribut V'kain, it's mamish like eating tevel. It's also the Gemara says, "Ishno, but let's say Chassidus, we don't pasken like them. We pasken, no, it's mutter to eat it. It's a mitzvah to give it, but even before you give it, you'll eat from the animal. It does not make tevel by matnas kuna, by a behema." Omer Rav Chizuchizus says, "Matnas kuna in the cholois elotzli. Ishno, when you give the matana to the kohen, he should eat it, tzli roasted.
She also only eat it with mustard. My time, what's the reason? On the Quran, the Pasuk says, L'moshcha means L'gdula. Kederach sham lochem echem. You have to eat it respectfully the way kings eat it. The Yom Rav Chizu Chizu says, Esrim v'yabo matnes kuno. There are 24 different matnes kuno. Now, kol koin shein boki b'hen, a koin that does not know the halachas about them, ein oisn le'matona, he should not give him the matona. If a koin doesn't know the halachas, as heich din matona, heich necholin, does not eat it b'gdolom, does not eat it like, you're not supposed to give him the matona. But the Gemara says, lav milf, it's not true, still we can give it to such a koin. Because the Tanya learned like this, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, kol koin shein amoida b'yavoida, ein lechelek p'kuna. Any coin that's not moedin avoida, he has no chelek pekuna. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Hamakriv is dam hashlomim, v'yes hachelek b'bnei Aaron loy si yeshoykim min lemona." Sayin liyele zebuvad minayin l'rabbis chomish esrei avoidos. Say udashni v'kitzer, somebody's not moedin to the avoida. Means he argues, he doesn't agree bechlal. He argues in the whole halacha of these avoidos. But that's going to be the kasha, mashma, as long as he's moidah to the avoida, even though he's not a baki in the loch, still you can give it to him. So again, so dashing this lesser Joshua was a tanya of Shimon Oimer, that kol koyin shein moidah b'avoida, he doesn't admit, he doesn't agree that there's such an avoida, is ein lo chelet b'un, he can't get a chelet b'nekuna. Shneem and the Pasuk says, ha-makr v'zdam ha-shlomin, v'yes ha-chelu m'bnei Aaron, lo-isi yeshoik yamin l'mona. Sein li-yelu zeh bovad. I mean, how do we know the rabbis? Chomish esrei avoidus kagoin hayitzikus, when you have to pour the shemen on the mincha, v'yablilos mixing up the mincha, v'yabsisus chopping up into pieces, v'yablichus the salt the nufus lift up, v'yagoshus to bring the mincha towards the mizbeach, v'kemitzos the kemitz you make from the mincha, haktoros burning the ktoros, v'yamalikos or v'yamtsios the malikus you do, or else the mitzui also type of a zrika by the dam. V'amlikus v'kabolos, v'mekabol the dam, ha'zoi sprinkling the dam, v'ha'ashok the soita, v'arefes eglarufa.